Southeast Radio's Morning Mix.
Southeast Radio.
David Moore is joining me on the line from Astronomy Ireland. After that, I'll be joined in the studio by Morgan C. Sullivan, and we have our Morgan C. Jones, I should say, and we have a lovely story to share with you on that. But it's a while since I've spoken to David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
You sound great. Of course, summer solstice is not far away and the longest day of the year, and you have a fantastic summer show taking place on Sunday, June the 18th. Please tell us more.
We do. Just 2 days away now, we'll be setting up special telescopes to show people the sun in safety. And before we go on, we have to warn people, you should never look at the sun, even with the naked eye. Not even with several pairs of sunglasses. It's not safe. And definitely not with binoculars or telescopes. You can be blinded before you can blink. But you won't have that problem at the sun show, because we have special filters which actually stop most of the light getting into the telescope, but still show you the detail, including some what we call H-alpha telescopes, which show the sunlight. You wouldn't see it, even if it wasn't as bright as the sun is, in a very special wavelength of light. It shows all the turbulence that's going on under the sun, because it's a huge, seething nuclear cauldron, 100 times wider than the Earth. And there have been lots of sunspots on the sun all this year. In fact, we're hoping some very big ones are going to rotate into view. We can watch them these days with satellites, we can see them there, but we want to show people them live outside our headquarters, just outside Dublin, on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Right.
Details are on the website, astronomy.ie.
So this is an actual where you could actually be there, because over the last number of years when you and I have chatted, it's always been virtual. Is this where you can actually go there?
Oh yes, we've been running actual live in-person events for several months now. Remember our huge barbecue under the stars, Starbecue, the biggest star party in Ireland, was on October of the year before last. And we had a record number of people come out for that. That's happening again, by the way, on the 9th of September, just think 9th of the 9th. You'll see details on astronomy.ie again. And this particular event, people are welcome to come along, need to book a place, because we have to control the numbers. Details are on the website. And you'll get to see the sun like you've never seen it before. Even very few of our own members have telescopes like this.
Yeah.
We have some normal telescopes that just have a very thick filter on the front to block out 100,000, only let through 100,000 of the sunlight. So you can see a comfortably bright image of the sun, and you'll see all those sunspots, many of which are as big as the Earth itself, and they change from day to day. It's a crazy place, it's the surface of the sun.
And you're inviting people to be there by 2 o'clock at Sun Astronomy Ireland. It's in Blanchardstown, and you have your website, www.astronomy.ie, David. And there are treats, I'm told, in store. Is it free to visit on Sunday?
No, there's a small donation requested for the club. It's €5 that... if you have a family, things are tough, don't worry about it. Just make one donation per car. It's more just to control the numbers, as we said, because we've had over 1,200 people at these events, which is difficult to cater for. Typically, there's a few hundred people there. And if the weather's very good, we could be heading toward that larger figure. So we just want to be careful we don't exceed our capacity and have very long queues. The same with the barbecue.
Yeah.
All the foods included in the barbecue in September, so you definitely have to pay for that, because we certainly have to pay the caterers. So check out the events. We try to keep the cost as low as possible.
Yeah.
Most events run by volunteers, and they'll be the ones bringing their own equipment along to get more people interested in astronomy. We want more beginners to join Astronomy Ireland. Get our magazine. You'll find out what's happening in the sky. Some fantastic events coming up next week.
It's lovely to talk to you and give you a chance to highlight this, because we've chatted for many times and many years and it's nice to be able to sort of return the compliment and let people know that this is taking place. So good luck to you on Sunday, and I wish the sun is shining again now, because it has been shining non-stop, but it's a bit overcast today, so hopefully it will come out for you on Sunday.
Yeah, and we'll always have more sunshines. We always do them every summer, and we'll get people a chance to see the sun live. But do follow us on social media as well, because sometimes we have links to these satellite images that come down every hour.
Yeah.
They're actually taking pictures every...
Good to talk to you.
One an hour to the public.
Thank you, David. Good to talk to you. That was David Moore there from Astronomy Ireland, heading towards the summer solstice. I'm joined by Morgan C.